This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Yeah. Listen, if you want to get away from all that DNC craziness, and it was crazy, don't you think? I'm just starting to get some information that people have shared with me. Right? And I'm amazed at some of the stuff people are sending me. I got to find the clips I put up. Here we go. So apparently a couple of years back, some of you guys might remember. Some of you young'uns don't remember at all. But who was that? Villaraigosa. He was the mayor out of Los Angeles. And I lovingly refer to him as Mayor Ragu, via Ragu, because, you know, I don't know if you know this, but what he ended up doing was, he really got no money, no real claim to fame, not much of anything going on for him on his own. And he married somebody with a few bucks, and, you know, long story. But the bottom line with this, they sent him to the wolves, if you recall. When they tried to remove God from the Dem platform. You remember that? Yeah, I mean, the poor guy looked like a deer in the headlights. And you could see they wanted to hang him. And I'm sure, I am positive. I wasn't there when the call came in, but I am sure somebody from the White House called him and said, what the heck are you doing over there? You trying to get us killed? And he's going, kill you killed. I'm the one that's out in front.
I think he was the lamb.
Well, he might have been. And I think the thing was, if it went over without a whole bunch of noise, they probably would have let it ride. But he saw what was coming. And he tried to save his hide. Well, let me hear what they did this time. I think this is wonderful. They should do more of this kind of stuff. This is the opening prayer for the DNC. Check it out.
We have an opportunity, O God, to give undeniable evidence of our commitment to justice and equality by nominating Hillary Rodham Clinton as our candidate.
You hear the booze?
Hallelujah.
Hopefully not booing God.
Candidate for the highest office in the land. God, you have given us wisdom. Now give us courage for the facing of this hour.
Now, I can't make that out in the background. Are they saying Jesus? Oh, it's Bernie. Bernie. Oh, God. Okay. I love it. During the prayer. But you hear all the noise during the prayer? Check it out. Let's go. Come on, you sure they're not yelling amen? Thank you, God. Praise Jesus. No? Alu Akbar?
Unite us, O God, in one party. It is in your mighty name that we pray. Amen.
Whose mighty name? Bernie's? Did she say God? Finally, in your mighty name? Well, but she didn't say, yeah, but she didn't say at the end. Right? Now, there's a little difference between prayers. Let's look at what the RNC does. I'm not saying one's more godly than the other. You make up your own mind.
Delegates, please welcome Pastor Mark Burns from the Harvest Praise and Worship Center, who will lead us in the benediction. Hello, Republicans!
What a rowdy bunch.
I'm Pastor Mark Burns from the great state of South Carolina!
I don't need a microphone.
I'm going to pray, and I'm going to give the benediction. You know why? Because we are electing a man in Donald Trump who believes in the name of Jesus Christ.
Can he say that? Is that legal? Still? Okay.
And Republicans, we got to be united because our enemy is not other Republicans, but is Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party. Jesus, Lord, we're so thankful for the life.
I don't hear them yelling Bernie. They're not yelling Donald. They're not far.
Of Donald Trump. We're thankful that you are guiding him. You are giving him the words to unite this party, this country, that we together can defeat the liberal Democratic Party to keep us divided and not united, because we are the United States of America and we are the conservative party under God to defeat every attack that comes against us.
Now, let me be clear. Just because we say we're under God, just because we say we're a godly group, doesn't make us one. But the Bible says if you honestly seek God, right now I can only see one group that's looking to seek God. It ain't the Bernie group. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say. That's what I'm saying. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Our black man from Baltimore joins us. Mad black man. We'll be back in just a minute. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side radio show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis. analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
Well, I heard some people talking just the other day. We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Isn't it exciting? All this DNC, RNC, ABC, CDS, LGBTQ, ABC. I mean, I can't wait to get, what's his name? I can't wait to get Xander on the show again. I'd like to know, you know, what... what alphabet he has for everything. But don't you find, I really do, I got to tell you though, I do love the fact again, on tape again. Now they're going to say, you know, that elections have nothing to do with God. I love my Christian friends who do that too. I always get a kick out of them. You know, they sit around and they talk about how that the elections have nothing to do with God, politics has nothing to do with God. And I want to sit there. Yeah, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I want to slap him around. Show me where it says that. Where does it say in the Bible that God's not interested in politics? It actually says the opposite in several places. Yeah, I sound like I'm from Wisconsin. Anyway, let's finish up the... Now, again, so for clarity here, just because the Republicans at their national convention, they prayed to God, okay? They didn't boo. They were quiet. They weren't yelling Bernie. They weren't yelling Jesus either, but at least they weren't yelling Bernie during the prayer. I mean, unless you just flat out don't believe in anything, it's a solemn moment. I mean, even the Republicans, what was it, the Sikh prayer, and there were all kinds of prayers, was that? The Muslim prayer, right? All of them going out, they were quiet. They were respectful. You remember that? I got to find that history book that our daughter Carol had. That they referred to the Democrats as the drunk party at one time. They were, yeah, I said that they were the party of the drunks and the partiers. That's what it was. Now, if you look at this convention, you might take away from that book was correct. It did say that. It I loved it. I actually put it aside, but then, you know, we kind of lost it over the years, and I would love to have read that out of there. But I'm sure they've actually gotten rid of it by now. But I'm saying that's just in the book. I didn't say that's what I said. So let's go back to the RNC opening prayer. And I love these people. Freedom of everything, except for God. I mean, every other religion is free to speak and do and what have you, except for the Jews and the Christians. And, you know, and I want to talk a little bit about how I noticed today that as some of the reporters were trying to get into the DNC, they were asked to leave. They were pushed aside. They told they weren't welcome there. I didn't see that from the RNC. I didn't see the RNC keeping the reporters out.
Conservative Party under God to defeat every attack that comes against.
You know, I was thinking as he was praying. And the reason they didn't put up splatter screens was because he was like 40 feet away from anybody. You know what I mean?
Against us. Protect the life of Donald Trump. Give him the words. Give him the peace. Give him the power and the authority to be the next president.
Now, see, notice also here, all right? I didn't catch him, unless I missed this. He didn't say, thanks for sending him to us because he's your choice. I just heard the pastor or the person praying or whatever he is asking God, asking the Almighty to give him, to give Trump the wisdom, the knowledge, the guidance. Did you catch that, or am I sleeping here? Maybe I fell asleep. I don't know. Maybe I missed it. Maybe I made it up.
Of the United States of America, in Jesus' name.
Can you do that? Because I don't want to get fined. Can we still do that?
Yes.
We can still do in Jesus' name?
Yes.
Well, praise God. We'll still do in Jesus' name, I guess.
Of America, in Jesus' name, if you believe it, shout amen. Bless you.
Now, here's the thing, which is very noticeable for me anyway. Check it out.
Tonight, this party, this country, that we together can defeat the liberal Democratic Party to keep us divided and not united because we are the United.
Now, notice, even when he hit a talking point that excited them to no end, there was still not a whole bunch of noise in the background, if you would. Not like they were trying to take over. Unlike this one.
We have an opportunity, O God, to give undeniable evidence of our commitment to justice and equality by nominating Hillary Rodham Clinton as our candidate.
At this point, she could just go get something to eat and come back after. So this clip is about maybe a little over a minute, maybe a minute and 10 seconds. So with all the background noise and how many times she has to stop, I think the prayer itself is only about 12 seconds. I mean, she can't get anything out of her mouth because they won't be quiet.
As our candidate for the highest office in the land, God, you have given us wisdom. Now give us courage.
How about you give her wisdom, give her courage, and help her find the truth, Father? I'm serious. I would pray. We'll get a lot of nasties in this one. I would pray. You know, for those of you who do believe in the Bible, you should go read the story about Ananias and Sapphira. And they lied. And they flat out lied. And then they had to be drugged. Their lifeless bodies had to be drugged. Now, I'm not saying she should die if she lies. I won't go that far. I'll leave that up to God. But I would say that when she lies, especially when it causes somebody's death, maybe we could have her tongue split in half. What do you think? Think that'll work out? I'm just asking. A sign from God, a physical sign. I mean, maybe the tongue could fall. Maybe it could freeze up. Maybe it could go numb for a while. You know how when somebody goes numb from the dentist, they can't talk? Something like that. You're having a problem with this conversation, are you?
You need to give a little bit of background for people who might not know that story, Joe. I mean, weren't they given an option to tell the truth? They were encouraged to tell the truth so that something bad didn't happen to them?
Well, they were given an option.
They were told.
Minute. I think the mere fact that they had the ability, I mean, they should have just told the truth to begin with.
Right. And they were warned. They kind of had fair warning.
If you don't tell
the truth, something bad's going to happen. Boom, they drop dead. It's not like somebody came up and killed them because they were a bunch of liars. They drop dead.
I'd be good with that, though. I mean, sure. Think about everybody else in line.
Yeah, they right? told the truth after that,
you
I guarantee
your buns
it.
They did. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American made.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I am so glad El Presidente told us this weekend, was it this weekend, that we are much safer now than pretty much any other time in history, right? And basically what he said, you know, we're safe here, we're safe abroad, everything's wonderful. Life is good. Everything is rainbows and butterflies. You know. Oh, by the way, we heard today that charges are being dropped all over the place. A judge in California dropped charges against the group that took those undercover pictures of Planned Parenthood. You know, Kamala Harris is like frothing at the mouth. Nothing was even investigated about Planned Parenthood. Nothing. Right? And then these people who took the pictures, well, that's fraud. Really? So was it fraud when 60 Minutes did it in the old days? What's that one that they do to catch the child molesters on TV? You know which one I'm talking about? And they do that, and then nothing there either, right? They don't. I think ABC does that one. Anyway, so they never get hit with charges like that. But here, was it the MRC does these videos where they go into Planned Parenthood undercover, and they were brought up on charges in Texas and California. Now, California, the judge said, get out of here. There's nothing here. Goodbye. Dismiss. See you later. In Texas, they're off on a technicality. I guess the grand jury ran out of time. They only had so much time to deliberate and move on. They can't investigate it forever. And they let it go. So I thought that was quite interesting. Let me see. Oh, yeah. What else? Out in front of the DNC right now, I saw a news flash come by that says that there are protests going on outside the DNC. And it's not our people, right? It's not the people that we bust in. It's not the people that we're paying money to. Oh, we don't do that. See, we do really believe in freedom of speech. The right really believes. Yeah, that was it. See, I got smart. I'm telling you, there's smarter people than I in the chat room. You guys don't believe me. Chris Hansen. It was called The Catch a Predator. I love those. I thought it was great. Oh, come on, man, let me go. Do you have to show this on TV? Shut up. You going out to play around with 14-year-old girls? Seriously? You're lucky that's all you see. I would have had them walk out the back door, and I would have had Daddy waiting at the back door and the cops out front. You know? And then maybe you had to put a wagon there so Dad could throw the body in the wagon and drag it out front. Play around with one of my girls at that. Please. Right? No charges brought against them ever. Not the perpetrators. You know what I'm saying? Now, Geraldo's running around trying to get in. Now, he's on their side. Think about this. He is always defending BLM. He's always defending the immigrants, the illegal immigrants. He's always defending the Dems. He's at their event. And what do? They throw water at him. They told him he's not welcome there. They asked him to leave. Why would they get to hide? Seriously. What do they get to hide? What's the problem? I look at these guys. I'm telling you, it's always interesting to me that the people that scream that they're for the rights of you know, I'm going to do a series over the next few weeks, one of my segments, one of my hours, whatever, because I am so tired, especially after seeing Hillary's America. I am so tired of we've allowed the left to dictate what history is, not even to rewrite it. They're dictating what history is. We need to change that. We need to talk to our kids, our grandkids, our nieces and nephews. Right? Even the teenagers around us who don't know. You think they're going to teach them stuff in school? You think they're going to teach this stuff in college? You're out of your mind. So again, Geraldo, and then finally the BLM guy that threw the water on him told me he wasn't welcome there. He needed to leave. He sticks up for them. Right? Doesn't he fight for them on Fox? He's like the kind of guy, you look at him on Fox, he'll come out, will you leave? Get gone. Get out of here. Let me see. What else is. Oh, yeah. What was it? Now we're up to what? Almost 70 speeches so far? No mentions of ISIS? No mentions of terror? Still the biggest thing facing America today. No, that's Kerry. I can't do Kerry. The biggest thing, the biggest threat facing America today is still refrigerators and air conditioning units. Don't you know that? Seriously. I do not know one gay person that has been thrown off a building by an air conditioner or refrigerator. However, I do know some refrigerators have been thrown off the top of a building and air conditioners as well, but younger days. And there are no pictures, I'm sure. I mean, Just amazing, right? And then in France today, I don't have the things up in front of me, but what do you, France and Germany, we had ISIS attacks today. Yeah, we had a Catholic priest whose throat was slit during Mass. Okay, I mean, seriously. But I'll tell you what, it doesn't compare to a refrigerator, and if you have a refrigerator and an air conditioner in the same house, shame on you. The EPA will be there shortly. Right? I mean, y'all, we're a big doo-doo. What do we have? We have 3 AC units. My God, we could get life. You know, we could get life in prison over that. Not that our house is that big, so relax yourself. Anyway. I got a big kick out of that. And, so somebody said that, they heard in the chat room, again, smarter than me in the chat room, they got about one every 86 hours. I think that's one every 86 hours that we know about. I'm not so sure that they aren't happening. They're just not being reported back. So what are these people afraid of? What is the problem? Why can't you talk about ISIS? Now, a speaker for the Clinton for the Clinton campaign said, well, these days aren't about. These days have nothing to do with terror. I'm sorry? I'm just confused. I'm sorry? They have nothing. The convention has nothing to do. Oh, just these days have nothing to do. So you compartmentalize terror or ISIS. Yeah, well, you can, I guess, to the JV group. Of course you compartmentalize them. Just amazing. You know? Anyway, the, what do I want to get to? See, how did I get there? Oh, here we go. So here's the thing I don't understand. I don't know how many of you know this. There was a National Blue Lives Matter bill that was put out. Anybody aware of that? The Blue Lives Matter bill was pretty much fully supported by the Republican Party. And I will give you seven guesses. I don't know what's going on. Your first 12 don't count. And as to who didn't support it at all. Any idea? I wish I had that sound effect up where what's his name going? Anyone? Anyone? The Dems! That's right. These guys who care about police officers? Right? Nothing. Niente. Gotsas. Nothing. Zippo. Dog poo. Congressional legislation titled Blue Lives... I guess there's no money in it for them. Congressional legislation titled Blue Lives Matter, which would make cop killing a hate crime, will move to the floor vote in September, despite having absolutely no Democratic support. With year-on-year gunfire deaths of police... Now, here's the thing. It can't be up, because the president said... The cop killings are not up. Violent crimes in this country are not up. However, I told you tonight, according to the feds, the group he oversees, apparently he doesn't check. He still must not be reading his weekly reports. He can't be. Cop killing is up 44%. 13 ambushes, 32 cops were dead the last time I did that report. And yes, chat room, this is where you'd be. We went out and saw Hillary's America on Monday. But we're going to talk more about Monday, Sunday. The heck do I know? They're all the same. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. More on how the Dems don't support a bill to save blue lives. But I guess that's the Republicans' fault again. We'll be right back.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. Always a pleasure to have you at my, have you here on the show with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be involved in the conversation. If you head up to the website, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, live chat room going on, smarter people than I are usually in there, seriously. If you want to have a coherent conversation, that's the place to go. You know what I'm saying? Also, if you're a Facebook, I'm sorry to put it this way, but if you're a Facebook freak, head over to Facebook. We're actually broadcasting live on Facebook as well. Look, I make it so easy to get the show that you actually have to work at not getting the show. You know what I mean? Really, seriously. So, anyhow, always a pleasure. I want to go through the guest list. You know, think about something here. The DNC's got a whole lineup of crooks and thieves and thugs speaking, don't they? I mean, Hillary's still speaking, right? Okay. Then her husband, Billy Bob Boy, whatever, he's still speaking. And you know what's really funny is everybody's so excited. Most of those people don't even know who he is. I mean, the young people don't know who he is. He's Hillary's husband. What is it? What would he be? He'd be the first male man? Well, come on, what's the opposite of the lady? Right? The first lady, the first man. Or maybe they want first person. Or maybe the first Z. Maybe the first Zai. I don't know all those terminologies, but think about it. So, I guess they're going to have, they're going to have all the moms. Now, here's what I love about this. And please, Let's. It's sad that I have to make this statement, but I'm going to make it anyway. I'm not saying that anybody who loses their life for any reason is okay. Except, of course, if you're on a shooting rampage and you're beheading a bunch of people, then yes, feel free to fill that person full of bullets. And don't let me get in the way. So, yes, we can. We can rule out gentlemen. Thank you. So, you know, when they've got all these people coming to speak. And the thing I love about all this is they're almost parading a bunch of thug life families up there. Now, again, depending on what the situation is, was, what have you, your Trayvon Martin's mother's going to be up there. I think her name is Sabrina Fulton. Right? So, what are they trying to do? I mean, are they trying to perpetuate or prove or show that it's white racism? Right? Or police racism or? I'm just trying to understand, right? Now, Zimmerman was, at least last I checked, now he was found not guilty. And I know because some of you have already sent emails out about other stories I've done around this. And well, that's because we had a white jury, and it's a white system, and the system is against the blacks. Well, that's great. That's fine. Guess what? Department of Justice couldn't find anything to charge him with. They couldn't find anything. Do you not believe that if they could have found one shred of evidence that Zimmerman was at fault, they wouldn't have hung him and hung him high? Because if you don't believe that, you may have an IQ issue. And then they'd ask Leslie McSpadden, mother of Michael Brown, Leslie, who is also a model citizen, herself picked up for robbery and theft at times, several times, multiple times, pages of times. Okay? On another situation, this is the guy who strong-arm robbed a convenience store. Then he punched the officer in the face, tried to grab his gun and shoot him. Now, again, I can only imagine what these speeches are going to have. And again, they've lost their sons. They've lost their daughters. Heart-wrenching. I get it. But these guys were committing crimes. They were going to take somebody else's life. Or may, this guy in particular. The hands up, don't shoot has been refuted. Has proved in the Department of DOJ. Has proved to be false. But they still latch onto it. They still hold on to it. Gwen Carr, mother of Eric Garner, is it? Yeah. Who also wasn't murdered by the police. I mean, listen, he resisted arrest. Okay, he was placed in a submission hold by the cops. That's what they call it. He then died of a heart attack because he was extremely overweight. He had a long history of health issues, ranged from diabetes to sleep apnea to asthma. Right? And again, blaming the cops for his death or for racism or what have you, that has, do you not believe, again, that the Department of Justice would not, if they could have found a shred of evidence to prove it was police brutality or racism or what have you, they wouldn't have done it? I'm just trying to figure out what this proves. What the Dems are proving, doing, thinking, whatever, in bringing these people up to speak. Maria Hamilton. Anybody know that name? Mother of Dontre, I guess, Hamilton. Now, you don't know this name because it's not a household name, right? Hamilton grabbed an officer's baton and hit him in the back of the neck with it before the officer shot him. Now, the officer was fired because Hamilton was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenic, which I'm sure there's some kind of band that they wear, right? Maybe it's a hat, certain color clothing that lets the cop know that. These police are going to be afraid to do anything. They already are to a degree. So he shot somebody who took his baton, was beating him with it, and was a paranoid schizophrenic, and somehow the cop should have known that. I mean, I'm sure that there are others. This is just the stories that keep going on and on and on. I am sure that they could have found real stories of police brutality, of racism by a cop. I'm sure they could have found it. But I guess these were the ones that Obama, Sharpton, and Jackson were all involved in, right? Lucia McBath, mother of Jordan Davis. Now, he was murdered by Michael David Dunn at a gas station in Florida. Davis was playing with his this music. He's playing his music loudly in his car. Dunn confronted him and then got a gun and shot 10 rounds into the car. Davis was convicted of first-degree murder. So, how is this a police issue? Well, this must be a gun issue. See, this is all going to come down to a gun issue. Right? Maybe if the cop didn't act, here it is. Maybe if the cop didn't have a gun, then Michael Brown wouldn't have gone for the gun. Right? That work? No. That maybe? Yeah, Michael Brown would have gone for the gun if the cop didn't have a gun, so therefore if they didn't have guns, we'd all be safer. Am I missing something here? Can I get any more asinine to drive the point home? Oh, let me see. Well, I mean, let's just go. Can you believe they're going to parade all these people up there tonight? Geneva Reed? Oh, I guess her name is Geneva Reed Veal. Veal, that sounds good, huh? Veal cutlet with a little linguine? No. Geneva Reed Veal, mother of Sandra Bland. Now, Sandra Bland committed suicide while in police custody. Rumors of an evil police murder and cover-up circulated on the Internet, but there was no evidence to back any of these. These women... Now, here's the thing. That one's one of those where you go, okay, that's kind of freaky. She was never suicidal, never always upbeat, according to the people at work, never really had a problem. You know, maybe that one should have been investigated a little further. Now, I'm not saying I'm sure that there's something wrong. I'm just saying maybe that one should have been one of those that was investigated a little further. Let me see. The Geneva Reed Veal, mother of, I'm sorry, not that one. These were all were, they're calling these the mothers of the movement. What movement would that be? How not to raise your child? I don't know. I mean, I'm not even trying to be funny or mean. I just don't know. I don't know what you would say to these people, this person, whatever. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, and you know, I mean this sincerely. I feel bad for these people losing their loved ones. Nobody wants this kind of negative in their lives. Nobody wants to have to deal with putting a child in the ground. But you can do more about it. You can fix it. You can make it better. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Coming up next, I'm hoping to have Corey Duncan with us in the next hour. He was supposed to be here this hour. I don't know what he's doing. I know he's not at the DNC or he'd be playing around, right? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hopefully he'll be here. It looks like John Hancock's going to join us in the third hour, in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm watching some stuff go across in his Facebook posts and pages. But we will be back. Heat up your coffee. Don't go far. Got a lot more I want to talk about tonight. We'll be right back.